Well, the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has come in for some pretty withering criticism this weekend. Former Conservative Minister Sam Gyimah slammed Johnson as a populist on his way out the door to join the Liberal Democrats. And former Prime Minister David Cameron said Johnson only backed the Leave campaign to further his own political career and that Johnson and Michael Gove had behaved appallingly during the 2016 referendum campaign. Well, George Parker, the political editor of the Financial Times, joins us now to pick it over. George, you're at the Liberal Democrat conference there today. How are they capitalising on the fact that they're now the go-to place for whipless Tories and frustrated Remainers?
Well, someone was asking when the transfer window for MPs closed, and we had the sixth defection for Liberal Democrats. And just in the last hour or so, the Liberal Democrats have voted for a motion where committing the party to be the party of revoking Brexit, turning on its head, not even bothering with a referendum. So unequivocally stating their claim to be the party of Remain, which they feel very comfortable about. But as you say, the Liberal Democrats have become a party for refugees, both from the Labour Party, where Labour MP is concerned about Jeremy Corbyn's drift to the left, but especially from pro-European Conservatives driven out of the party by Boris Johnson's form of Brexitism.
And of course, David Cameron was widely blamed for getting Britain into this interminable Brexit mess. Now he's saying a second referendum cannot be ruled out. But is anybody listening to him?
Well, he's promoting his book, and I think some people would rather wish that David Cameron stayed quiet and have never forgiven him for having that referendum in the first place. I think it's interesting that David Cameron, while apologising for the way he conducted the referendum and for losing it, hasn't apologised for holding the referendum in the first place and holding to this idea that Britain was a country that was divided on Europe and badly needed this referendum to resolve it. I think many people would say it was really a problem in the Conservative Party rather than nationally. And now, yes, he's talking about having another referendum. Well, I'm not sure there's a great deal of appetite in the country for that. It's been so divisive over the last 3 or 4 years, as you know. Whether another referendum would actually settle anything is a big question.
Now, this weekend, for the first time in a while, things appear to be suspiciously quiet on the Brexit news front. Could there be anything going on behind the scenes that might allow Boris Johnson to pull a rabbit out of a hat in terms of a deal?
Well, I think Boris Johnson desperately needs a deal now. I think the equation at Westminster has changed completely for him in the last couple of weeks. He's been denied an early election by Parliament, and Parliament has told him he can't leave without a deal. That narrows his options down. He's desperate for a deal. He'll be meeting Jean-Claude Juncker in Luxembourg tomorrow to discuss this. I don't expect any concrete proposals to come from the UK this side of the Tory conference, which is in a couple of weeks' time. But I think after that, Boris Johnson will make a real push. And just one straw in the wind, the Brexit Secretary, Steve Barclay, today hinted that the British government was prepared to consider a transition deal until the end of 2022. That's 3 years away, which gives quite a lot of time for them to try and sort out some of the arrangements around the border in Ireland, and also to try to get Stormont reconvened, of course.
And George, is the Northern Ireland only backstop that sort of made a reappearance last week, is that now off the table again, do you think?
I think it'll be a variant on that. I don't think it'll be a pure Northern Ireland backstop. I think that was a bit too much for the DUP in particular to swallow. But there are variations around it, you know, where Northern Ireland remains part of a regulatory zone in many areas, including obviously agriculture, that they then use technology to try to erase some of the customs problems. There's no neat solution to this. I'm told the British government isn't proposing a pure Northern Ireland-only backstop, but I think there'll certainly be plenty in there that the DUP won't like.
OK, well, thank you for bringing us up to date on that, George Parker, political editor of the Financial Times. Thank you.